It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. The Iowa High School class of 2020 is experiencing a very different senior year than any class that has come before. Prom has already been canceled. Yearbooks will go unsigned. There will be no final performances or final competitions. Commencement is canceled, postponed, or will go virtual. During a time when so many people are sick or have died of COVID-19, it may seem trivial to focus on this loss. But for seniors who've spent 13 years of schooling building up to this moment, the loss is real. And it's sad. This hour, I'll talk with seniors from around the state about what they're experiencing right now. I'll also talk with Justin Daggett, superintendent of Manson Northwest Webster School District, and Purvis Williams, who came up with a way to honor the seniors in his community by creating the Adopt a Senior Waterloo Facebook group. These groups have now sprung up for seniors and communities all over the state. And if you are a senior in high school, or you can tell us about your college year, your college senior year as well. Maybe you have a senior in your life. We'd love to hear from you this hour. You can give us a call at 866-780-9100. You can tweet us at Iowa Public Radio. You can send email to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. And we at Iowa Public Radio have asked Lynn Marr Sr., Isha Kalia, to keep an audio diary of her experience during this pandemic. And this is how she responded when she learned for certain that she would not be going back to school.
Hey, it's Isha. So yesterday, Governor Kim Reynolds announced that we will not be going back to school. And I think I'm going through some serious denial right now, I'm going to be honest. I just can't believe that I've walked in my high school for the last time ever and I'm not going back. Like, I will never be in Lynn Marr again as a student. And that sucks because it's just hard because I feel like I didn't get closure. Like, all the seniors before me have gotten to do their senior ditch day. They walk through the elementary schools in their gowns. And they graduate, and they have a last day, and they have closure. But I feel like we just haven't gotten that closure. We've been sitting in this month of limbo where we have no idea what's going on. And now we don't know if we will get that closure. But I just keep telling myself that it's the people that made high school amazing. It's not the actual building itself. So although I'll never be in my high school as a student again, all the people are still healthy and they're still alive and I'll still get to see them again. So I'm excited for that at least, and that's what I just keep trying to think of. And I also feel bad because we're all complaining about high school ending and people are really dying. And it makes me feel bad, but I don't know. It's sad. I just really hope college starts on time. I've heard rumors that Boston University, I think, said that there's a good possibility they will be starting online. And that would be horrible. That would be horrible. Like, the only thing I'm looking forward to at this point is starting at college. Like, if I don't get the closure, at least I can get started on time, but I don't know.
That's Isha Kalia. She is keeping an audio diary of her experience during this pandemic for Iowa Public Radio, and she is on the line with me now. Hello, Isha.
Hi.
Hi, thank you so much for being here today. And Isha, congratulations on being so close to graduation. I know this is a strange and difficult time, but can you describe for us a little bit about how your district is handling online classes right now? Because every district that we're going to be interacting with today is doing things a little bit different. So how are you doing things in Lynn Marr?
Yeah, so what Lynn Marr is doing is they basically split our school day. And half of our classes we do on Monday, Wednesday, and then the other half we do on Tuesday, Thursday. And we get Fridays off, and we're usually done with classes by noon. They're not the full period as they usually were as if we were in school. They're only like half an hour to 45 minutes of actual class time when we're on the calls.
All right. And they have made the shift. Your classes are mandatory now. These are not optional, right?
That is correct. They take attendance at every class to make sure that students are showing up to the classes, and we also have homework that's assigned and goes into our grade book because our grades are so fluid and changing. And I know a lot of colleges that a lot of the seniors are still going to be looking at our grades.
I want to play, before we talk a little bit more, I want to play another moment from your audio diary. And this is where you talk about online classes. Let's listen.
I feel like online school takes the fun out of school, the fun of seeing your friends and seeing your teachers and getting to mess around and just having a good time, getting to talk to each other. I feel like that's been hard because none of us get to see each other anymore. And it's not even like my close friends because I can FaceTime them and I talk to them every day, obviously, but it's more of like the school friends that I just wouldn't really see otherwise, you know? The people that I see in some classes that I occasionally talk to make me laugh. Just not seeing them anymore is hard because on Microsoft Teams, we all have our cameras off, so you can't see them and can't whisper things to them in class. And just not knowing if I'll get to see them again is really sad.
Isha, that really sums up so much of what students all over are missing right now, even if they haven't thought about it. How did it occur to you that that was what you were missing most about school?
I think because a lot of friends, like social media is so prevalent in our lives nowadays, you still see so many people like living their lives. And just realizing when I saw some of my friends that I usually talk to like almost every day at school, and just starting to realize that now the only method of communication I'm going to have with them is through social media because I most likely won't see them anymore. Like we could maybe get plans to get lunch, but I'm not going to see these people on a regular basis, and I might never see them again once we go to college.
Yeah, I think back over people I spent time with in high school that I never would have called. I never would have set up any kind of a social engagement with, but they were important parts of my life. And those are the people that I love to see when I go back to high school reunions, too. It's interesting how you realize how important they are in really your community, even if they're not your closest friends. Let's talk about online classes. How is it going now?
Well, I think where people are slowly starting to get into the hang of online classes, like I said in that video call, it's very different because you can't see anyone. I think it's even a big adjustment for the teachers because a lot of the teachers are talking, but everyone, like I said, has their mics off, so and their cameras off. The teachers are kind of trying to judge how we're feeling. No one's really saying anything just because they don't want to like disturb the class or they just don't want to show themselves sitting in bed. So I think it's just been a big adjustment for everybody. It's a lot harder to pay attention, I can tell you that, because distractions are so prevalent when you're just sitting at home. Like I have my phone in my hand a lot of the time. I like go cook something while I'm listening. So it's a super different experience trying to get used to it.
Are there any silver linings to this time at home? Anything that's been special about having more time with your family?
Yeah, so I definitely get to spend more time with my family, which is nice. And I also get to do projects that I feel like I usually wouldn't have the time for. For example, yesterday I cleaned my whole bathroom and we also started gardening outside. I love gardening and I love growing stuff. So we tilled up the land and everything. So that was super fun. And I've just had time to do different special things. My parents' anniversary was a couple weeks ago, so we cooked like a nice dinner for them. And so I've just had time to do things that I usually wouldn't have time for, especially since classes are ending around noon. So.
As a senior in high school, of course, you'd be really focused on all of the last experiences that you're having and prom and the special things that seniors get to do. And listening to your audio diary, you're clearly spending quite a bit of time thinking about what's going on in the world and watching what this pandemic is doing to people. How do you think this experience has changed you and how you see your place in the world?
Well, like those big moments are really special to a lot of people. And I think just coming to the realization that, like I said in the audio, it's not the school, like it's the people. I think that's one thing that I've really started to realize is even though we may not be getting these special moments, like we still get all my classmates are healthy still. I still get to talk to them if I want to. And I think it's just kind of changing my perspective on what's truly important. Is it those moments? Which, as much as I would love to have a prom and love to have a graduation, I would still rather have everyone be safe and healthy. So that's kind of my perspective on that has changed a little bit.
What are your plans for the fall?
So I'm planning to go to Stanford University in California. So I'm really hoping that fall will be on campus, because I know a lot of seniors are in the same boat. They're like, we just want to start college. We've heard amazing things about college, and we've been sitting at home for a month and a half now, and we're just ready. We're getting a little restless, a little stir crazy. So we're ready to move on, go to college, and just have a good time, meet new people.
What have you heard from Stanford?
Stanford has been saying, they just keep telling us that they have no idea. All they're telling us is, we don't want to make any decisions right now because we don't know for certain. So I think that's the hardest part, is the unknown. Like, none of us know what's going to happen, and none of us know when this is going to end. We're just all kind of sitting in limbo, waiting for something.
When you think about the future, are you able to focus on the things that you're looking forward to, or is it hard to even think about that right now?
I think I try to focus on the future, because there's really, I don't see any point in sitting in the present right now, because I'm not going to have a good time if I do that. So I try to focus on the future, and I try to think about what college is going to look like. And I've been researching like different jobs that I can go into, different careers I can go into. So I think I've been trying to look into the future, because right now the present isn't the best place to sit.
Well, Isha, stay with us this hour. We're going to hear from seniors from all over the state of Iowa. We're also going to talk with some administrators and others in the community. You are welcome to join our conversation at 866-780-9100. You can tweet us at Iowa Public Radio. You can send email to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. If you are a senior, or if you have a senior in your life, we'd love to hear about your experiences. I've been talking to Isha Kalia of the Linmar District. She'll be graduating this spring, and all the music this hour was also selected by a high school senior. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. This hour, we're hearing from Iowa high school seniors all over the state of Iowa. Of course, the class of 2020 is experiencing a senior year unlike any senior year that has ever come before. They discovered in April that there would be no prom, that their graduation commencement ceremony was probably canceled or at least postponed, perhaps virtual, all kinds of rites of passage that they're missing out on this year. And of course, there are bigger things going on in the world with COVID-19. So many people really struggling with their health, with their finances, people dying of the disease. But still, this is a difficult moment for high school seniors and their families, and for the educators who have nurtured these students. If you'd like to join our conversation, you can do that. Tell us what you're missing the most if you're a senior, if you're an educator, or if you're a parent of a senior. You can tweet us at Iowa Public Radio. You can send email to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. Isha Kalia is here with us from the Linmar District. She'll graduate this spring. I also want to bring somebody else into the conversation now. Justin Daggett is superintendent of Manson Northwest Webster School District. Justin, hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. Thank you so much for being here today. And for people who are unfamiliar with your district, this is a more rural district. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, we are a district of about 750 students, located about 15 miles west of Fort Dodge, if you know where Fort Dodge is at. A rural community, you know, ag-based community. And for us, smaller community, you know, the school is really the identity of the community. So that's a great thing. But it also adds a little pressure in situations like this.
How large is your graduating class this year?
This year is one of our smaller classes. It's 50 students. Traditionally, we're around 60. So,
how did you break this news to the students at your school that they wouldn't be coming back this year?
Well, I think everybody was watching the governor's press conference, and what we did is my admin team and I met right after the press conference and put together a letter that we sent out to everyone through our data information system, which is Infinite Campus. We also put it out on our social media platforms. Because really, you know, besides email and text messaging, social media is the best way to probably communicate to people right now. And so we utilized all those platforms in sending out communication.
When the decision was made by Governor Reynolds to cancel the rest of the school year, I have a lot of teachers and even administrators in my Facebook feed. And I just saw an outpouring of real grief from teachers who knew that their students wouldn't be coming back to their classrooms this year. And I can imagine that that grief is really heightened for the teachers who work with seniors. Not only are they not coming back to their classrooms, they're not coming back at all. What have you heard from teachers in your district?
Our teachers are struggling with it. I think everybody is struggling with the reality of what has happened. And you know, when we left that Friday on March, I think it was March 13th, we didn't know that was the last time we were going to be seeing each other. And as things progressed and got worse, we knew as a community that this was a likely outcome. But even when Governor Reynolds said it, I think it still really shocked everybody. And we're still processing it. We're still trying to come to grips with what our new reality is and, you know, how long will it be this way? We don't know. So we're trying to really take this as an opportunity to improve and deepen those relationships. Even though we can't meet face-to-face, we can be in touch. We can be letting our students know, you know, how much we miss them and how much we care about them, and that we're here for them, and still give them learning opportunities. And for me as an administrator and my principals, we're doing the same thing for our staff, you know, that letting them know that we're here for them, we care about them, we're going to help them do this continuous learning as best we can. And everybody's needing a little bit different levels of support. So we're trying to really stay in tune with what our staff's needing so that they can be doing the same with their students.
Talking to Isha a moment ago, she's in the Cedar Rapids area, which Linn County has had a lot of cases of COVID-19. We're going to talk with students in some of the other hotspots of the state. Being in a rural area, does this feel farther away? Is it harder for students to accept that this is something that should have canceled school?
I think so. You know, specifically for us, our high school's in Calhoun County, our elementary's in Webster County, but both of them are in smaller communities within those counties. And to my knowledge, Calhoun County does not have a confirmed case. Webster County, I think, has two or three, last I knew. So it does seem surreal. It does seem far away from us. And so I think it's harder to understand why, because that sense of urgency maybe isn't there at a local level, but it's definitely there at a state level and national level and global level. But making kids or helping kids really understand the reality of our context has been challenging, and we're doing our best. And I think parents play a big part in that. So trying to educate the parents on what we're doing and why we're doing it. And really our parents have been very supportive of our decisions, and that's been a really good thing. So,
well, Justin, stay with us. Justin Daggett is superintendent of Manson Northwest Webster School District. And I want to bring another senior into the conversation now. Tavon Porter is a senior at Iowa City's City High. Hello, Tay.
Hello.
Thank you for being here. Congratulations, and maybe a little prematurely. Graduation is still a couple or a month or so away. But thank you so much for being here today. Can you tell me what you're missing most about school right now?
I really miss, like, my teachers, because I had, like, really good bonds with them. And it kind of upset me that I wasn't, like, able to see them or wasn't going to be able to see them anymore after school got canceled. And I didn't know, like, the last day before spring break would be like the last time I could see them.
Right. So you didn't know that that was the last goodbye. Have you had a chance to talk to some of those teachers that are special
to you?
Yeah,
I recently emailed some of them after Kim Reynolds said that school was going to be canceled. And I just told them that, like, how much I would miss them. And I thanked them for, like, all the help that I've had over the 4 years I've been there.
Can you tell me about one of the teachers that's special to you?
One of my most special teachers is Carrie Watson. She teaches, like, government and history. And she's outstanding. Like, I really love her. And, like, yeah.
Well, Tay, you're making me tear up right now just thinking about it. I'm sure hearing from you was incredibly special to them. Have your teachers talked about how hard this is for them, too?
Yeah, they have. A lot of them said that they were tearing up as well, and, like, how they'll miss my smile around school and all this stuff, but, yeah.
Thinking back on the 4 years you've spent at City High, what are your best memories of high school?
I really like the pep rallies. That was, and, like, the sporting events, those are, like, my favorite things. I really didn't get to, like, because I was mainly waiting for senior year, because that's when, like, all the good things happen. And, like, but, like, we didn't get to do that because of COVID-19, so.
What are you saddest about missing?
Just, like, I won't be able to experience that vibe and type of energy that I got to experience when I was there every day.
There's a big last day of school for seniors tradition at City High. There's a water slide that gets set up outside the school?
Yes.
So tell me about that.
Well, like, since it's the seniors' last, they don't have to do anything. So they just all go to, like, the front lawn. And our principal, John Bacon, sets up this really huge water slide. And everybody, all the seniors get to go out there and just, you know, have fun. And, like, do all this other stuff, and they get to leave by, like, lunch, and they're just done for the rest of the day.
So you've watched that out the window for 3 years.
Yeah, and I'm kind of upset that I didn't get to do it.
Oh, for sure. So what are your plans in the fall?
I plan on going to Kirkwood Community College to study cultural anthropology.
Oh, that sounds like a great plan. And what are you hearing from Kirkwood about? I mean, I know that they've had to transition their classes this spring. What are they saying about fall?
I haven't really heard much about fall yet.
And will you continue living at home in the fall?
Yeah, I plan on that. I plan on doing that.
Are there any silver linings for you? I was talking to Isha earlier about some of the special things she's been able to do. Is there anything that you can think of that's been special about your time at home?
Just spending time with my family, like my mom and my sister, and getting to just find new hobbies that I didn't really do on, like, a regular basis before.
So you find you have a little more time. How is online school going?
We're actually starting today.
All right, so it becomes mandatory today. How did the voluntary part go?
It was, like, kind of, you know, since I had the choice to do it, or, like, if I wanted to or not, I didn't really want to at first, but then my mom kind of got on me about it, so I had to.
This sounds so familiar. I've got a high schooler too, Tay. So you're clearly not alone in that. And then things are mandatory starting today. Does that feel a little bit better, a little more certain?
Yeah, it does feel like a lot better since I'll actually be able to communicate with my teachers while I have, you know, a little bit more time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Although a little bit of senioritis at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Again, I'm sure that you are not alone in that. But Tavon Porter, congratulations again. Thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Tavon Porter is a senior at Iowa City's City High. He's going to study cultural anthropology at Kirkwood Community College in the fall. And we're talking about what it's like for high school seniors this hour. The class of 2020, things have changed pretty dramatically. With me, Isha Kalia from Linmar. Also, she's a graduating senior. We also have with us Justin Daggett, superintendent of Manson Northwest Webster School District. And Isha, before we go to our next guest, I want to ask you, have you seen some emotion from your teachers? Are they having a hard time with this?
I know a lot of my teachers have been posting on social media and really just reaching out to us and letting, kind of reassuring us, and that makes me a little bit emotional just seeing them like at home. That's something I don't usually see. A lot of them actually, someone at Linmar, one of the teachers, a Spanish teacher, started a trend, hashtag WeAreLMHS, and it's for teachers to post videos to their students and to all the students. So a bunch of teachers went along with that trend on Twitter, and so I just got to see a lot of them, and that was emotional, and it's very nice for them to be reaching out to us.
Absolutely. I want to turn next to Purvis Williams. He wanted to find a way to honor seniors in Waterloo, and he founded the Adopt a Senior Waterloo Facebook group. Groups like this one have sprung up all over the state, so if you're on Facebook, look for one in your community, because I'm sure that the seniors there would love your support. Purvis, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for being here. And tell me how you came up with this idea.
I came up with the idea. I have worked for Waterloo Schools. I used to work for Waterloo Schools for about 5 years. And some of the students that are graduating this year I had when they were younger. And when the governor announced that schools were canceled for the remaining of the school year, seeing some of the posts that the students made and the parents made was kind of heartbreaking, because they don't get to get those last year experiences of prom or walking the stage and different things like that. So I wanted to do something to show them that the community is still proud of them and just saying congratulations for all their hard work. So I created the Waterloo Adopt a Senior 2020 page. And we have reached a milestone of 3,200 people in our group.
Wow.
We not only have high schools in Waterloo, but we also have Cedar Falls and Dyke New Hartford, Clarksville. We have a couple from the Cedar Rapids and Iowa City area, Waverly Shell Rock, just from all over. So the kids will write a quick bio of themselves and put it in there, telling about what school they go to, who their parents are, things that they've been involved in, and their plans after graduation. And a community member can adopt them. And basically what that adoption means is you can get them anything that is going to make that's going to say congratulations. It can be anything from a gift card to a gift basket to a card, just anything to send them a congratulations.
So this kind of is taking graduation open houses and putting them online in a way, but it's also a way that people who may not know these students can say, hey, I'm proud of you. Why do you think that's so powerful? I mean, these are notes and messages from people that these students have never met before.
Yes, it just shows them that they do have that community support, that even though we're going through this COVID-19 pandemic, we as a community is community strong, and we are going to support our students in this tough time. We have currently sitting in the group, the last time I counted, it was a little over 400 seniors.
Wow, 400 seniors, and they've all been adopted by somebody in the community?
Yes.
All right. And probably many of them adopted by more than one somebody in the community. Yeah. I've seen a lot of that as well. Well, I'd like to talk with you just a few more minutes, Purvis, but we're going to have to take a short break. So stay with us. Purvis Williams wanted to find a way to honor the seniors in Waterloo. He founded the Adopt a Senior Waterloo Facebook group. There are now groups like this all over the state of Iowa. So check for one in your community. Isha Kalia, a senior in Linmar, is going to stay with us along with Justin Daggett, superintendent of Manson Northwest Webster School District. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. That was never friendly, yeah. Now I'm jumping out of Bentley, yeah. And I know I sound dramatic, yeah. But I know how to have it, yeah. For the money, I'm a savage, yeah. I be itching like I had it, yeah. I'm surrounded 20 bags, yeah. But they didn't know me last year, yeah. Everyone wanna act like they important. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. High school seniors this year are not going to prom. Their yearbooks won't be signed at school. There will be no final performances or final competitions. Commencement is either canceled, postponed, or it's going virtual. Now, of course, in the midst of a world pandemic, being sad over the loss of these rites of passage might seem trivial to some, but seniors have been building up to this for 13 years, and it's hard to let go of some of these dreams that they've had in these special moments with their classmates, with their teachers, and with their families. I'm talking to seniors all over the state of Iowa this hour, and if you are a senior or if you have a senior in your life, we'd love to hear from you as well. Let us know what you're missing the most. Give us a call at 866-780-9100, tweet us at Iowa Public Radio, or send email to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. We've got senior Isha Kalia from the Linmar District here with us. Justin Daggett is superintendent of Manson Northwest Webster School District. He's also with us. And just before the break, I was talking with Purvis Williams, who started the Adopt a Senior Waterloo Facebook group. And Purvis, before I let you go, when you started this group, Waterloo was not at the epicenter of the COVID-19 outbreak in Iowa, and now it is one of the areas that is suffering the most. How does that change the tone that you're seeing in this Facebook? How does it, this group, how does it change what people are feeling?
We have had a lot of different emotions go through. Totally understandable, but we're just trying to make the best out of this situation and do something positive and show these students that we're still here for them.
Yeah, well, I'm sure there'll be many families that are in that group who are personally affected by COVID-19, and that, of course, does throw all of the other things we're missing out on into sharp relief. But Purvis, thank you so much for helping out the seniors of Waterloo, and thank you for talking to us today.
Thank you.
Purvis Williams founded the Adopt a Senior Waterloo Facebook group. And also, we want to turn to some other seniors from around the state. I want to go next to Emma Martinson. She's way up north, a senior at Lake Mills High School. Hi, Emma.
Hi.
Thank you for talking to me today. Congratulations. And Emma, how big is your graduating class?
My graduating class this year is about 50 people.
Okay, so again, a pretty small school district. Tell me how you responded when you learned that there would be no more school this year.
Well, actually, I was kind of lucky, I like to think. I was actually at school and with all my friends when we found out. We were at a dress rehearsal, so we all got to be together when we found out that we'd be out for the next 2 weeks. Of course, we didn't know it'd be this long, but right. We still got to say goodbye and get all of our things.
What was the dress rehearsal for?
It was for our spring show that was happening, I believe, the same week. We were on a Sunday, and it would have been that Friday.
All right. So the spring show didn't happen.
No, it did not.
And what was the show you were putting on?
It was just like a variety show kind of style thing. It was a Broadway theme, so we all had our costumes and other things like that.
Wow. How did people react when they were all together? I suppose that at that moment they probably thought, oh, it'll get rescheduled. We'll still get to do this.
Yes, that was definitely the thought. Because, you know, it's just 2 weeks. We thought we'd be able to still remember all the choreography and the music and all that fun stuff. But of course, as it kept getting pushed back, we realized that that definitely wasn't going to happen. Along with that, we were also planning a New York trip that was going to happen the day after the show. We were all going to leave, the choir was. And of course, that didn't happen either. So that was pretty hard.
Right. You are involved or have been involved in a lot of extracurriculars. Tell me about the other things that you've been involved with in school.
Yeah, being a small school, I've been lucky enough to be involved in lots of things. I was a basketball cheerleader, and we got to go to state this year. I've been involved in small group and individual speech, everything band and choir. I was in color guard. I was a vocal all-stater this year. I even was a dancer and tumbler at a local studio a few towns down. So all of those fun things I got to be a part of.
What are you missing most, do you think, about school?
Definitely the people and being around my friends. I actually have lots of friends from other schools, so I've been very used to talking via social media. So nothing new really there, but being with people I've known all 12 years is pretty hard not being around.
Now, I was talking to Superintendent Daggett about this a few minutes ago, but since you are in rural Iowa, you're way up by the Minnesota border, you're in a part of the state that is relatively untouched by COVID-19 so far. How does that feel? You know what's going on in the world. You know what's going on in different parts of your state, but it can't feel very personal yet.
No, yes, definitely. The most we've had is 2 cases, and it's pretty much stayed the same in our area for the last month. And seeing that every day, you know, you check the news and you hear about it all over social media and all over everywhere. But seeing that there's really no change in this area, it's hard to understand why we can't just go see our friends or go back to school. It's just us. But in the whole midst of everything, you have to realize that there's a lot going on outside of just our small-knit community, and it's a big deal.
What's the senior tradition that you are saddest to miss out on?
There's lots of things, but I feel like the small things matter the most. Like, I know past seniors have gotten to do, like, a senior breakfast with all of their teachers, and that's something that would have been really cool, I think.
Yeah. What are your plans for the fall?
My plans for the fall are actually super exciting. I'm very excited to go to college, as a lot of other seniors are. I'm planning to go to UNI and study business and marketing, and chatting with my roommate, I get super excited about all that stuff, as I hope every other senior is too. So, of course, that's super exciting.
And are you nervous that maybe when you do go back to, or you do start college, that maybe you won't get to stay throughout that first semester?
It's definitely been a thought. I haven't heard much from my college very much. I do know that our orientation has already been canceled and put virtual. So there is little things like that starting to become more realistic and closer than we thought. But I really hope that we do get to experience that freshman year of college at the dorms and not online, of course.
Well, Emma Martinson, congratulations again, and thank you for talking with me.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Emma Martinson is a senior at Lake Mills High School, way up north in Iowa. And we're going to turn to Des Moines now. James Confirst is a senior at Roosevelt High School. Hi, James.
Hello.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
So, James, tell me what your reaction was when you learned that you weren't going to be going back to school.
At first I was at school and, I was with my friends and we found out that, basically our spring break was extended. So at first it was like sort of exciting cause you know, we got a couple extra days off. But then when spring break actually came, I was on Snapchat and I saw everybody posting about how Kim Reynolds, canceled school for the rest of the year. So.
Well, and Des Moines was the first district to announce that it wouldn't be going back. So you guys got that news before everybody else. Have you talked to any of your teachers? Have you interacted with some of the people that you might be missing?
Yeah, I've been talking to a couple of my teachers. I've texted them and emailed them, and they've been reaching out to us. They have been telling us that they miss us, and
How is school going right now? I'm not sure what the setup is in Des Moines.
Yeah, so they gave us like a survey to see, and we got to choose whether we took like pass-fail or wanted to improve our grade or just withdraw from the course completely or take the grade we had currently. So I'm only in a few classes, but it's kind of confusing. They're just improving our grades and doing video calls for tests, and it's weird.
Is it a little hard to stay motivated and engaged with that learning process?
It is, yeah. It very much is.
You also just adopted a puppy, a quarantine puppy, right?
Yeah, we did. And that makes it a little harder because up very late, so, and up early in the morning, so not much sleep I get.
But that must help a little bit as well to have something something so fun at home.
Yeah, yep. Something to do.
Yeah. What are your plans for the fall?
I'm going to the University of Iowa. I'm going to be a sociology major.
And in thinking about the fall, knowing that there could be a resurgence of COVID-19 or it may not be gone yet, what are your worries?
I'm worried because I'm excited to go to Iowa to see football games and meet a lot of new people. And I'm worried that I'm not going to get that opportunity. So that's basically what I'm most concerned about, that there's just going to be no football.
I think I've been reading the paper. A lot of people are really, really nervous that there's not going to be any football in the fall. What do you think you're going to miss out on the most, the senior tradition that you were most looking forward to?
At Roosevelt, we have a senior party the night after graduation where they open up the school for all the seniors, and there's like a water slide and you like roller skate through the hallways. And I've heard all throughout high school how fun it is, and I'm pretty sad that I'm going to be missing out on that.
Has there been anybody in your life that has tried to remind you that this isn't that big a deal? Because of course people are dying from COVID-19. Have you had people say, hey, you know, in the grand scheme of things, this isn't something you need to be too upset about?
Yeah, there have been people saying that, like grandparents, a lot. But, you know, they also understand how hard it is that I had all this time in high school and school, and I never get graduation and prom and stuff like that. So I think they understand where I'm coming from.
When you look back on this time, other than your new puppy, what do you think you'll remember most?
I'll remember just the chaos that happened and the confusion with everybody, and just how we also made the best out of things, like FaceTiming with friends and having different experiences than we would get and trying to make the most out of this time.
Yeah. What do you miss most about not being able to see your classmates?
I just miss like the things I took for granted, like just driving around with them, going to get food, going out for lunch at school, going to class together, walking to class together, all the little things.
Yeah. Well, James, thank you so much for talking with me today, and best of luck in the future.
Yeah, thank you.
James Confirst is a senior at Roosevelt High School in Des Moines. We have heard from listeners who want to share their feelings. Mike in Ames says he thinks that it's harder for college graduates than high school graduates. He says for those who are the first in their families to graduate from college, the opportunity to receive their diplomas in person with parents and other family watching may be an especially important milestone for these graduates especially, but actually for all graduates. I hope that colleges will offer opportunities to participate in later graduation ceremonies or to have a special ceremony for them. And I'm sure that a lot of universities and a lot of high schools are taking that into consideration right now. And Justin, in your district, you haven't quite given up on the opportunity to have a commencement ceremony, right?
We have not. No, we unfortunately we had to cancel prom, but we are postponing our commencement to June 20th. It's a Saturday. We didn't want to compete with Father's Day, so we're going to shoot for June 20th in hopes that by then the social distancing regulations will at least be lightened a little and we can creatively think of a way to have one last positive memory of everyone being together and celebrating our seniors for their accomplishments. So that's our hope.
Now, what is your advice to seniors right now in your district, but also anywhere?
my advice to them is as hard as it is, take a look at the positives that have come from this, such as more time with family, such as, time to just maybe think about their future a little bit more and, understand that life is unpredictable. Unfortunately, they're getting a real authentic lesson in that early on in life. And when things like this happen, focus on what you can control versus being consumed with what you can't control. And just, focus on the next steps and executing those and helping others around you. And I think if you can learn that now, you'll be so much farther ahead than most of the people in this world. So that would be my advice to them.
Well, Justin, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Justin Daggett is superintendent of Manson Northwest Webster School District. And still with us, Isha Kalia, a senior in the Lynn Mar District. She's been keeping an audio diary of her experience during this pandemic for Iowa Public Radio. And Isha, has trying to record your thoughts, thinking a little more deeply and sharing what's going on in your head, do you think that's changed how you think about what's going on right now?
Yeah, it has a little bit, trying to kind of organize my thoughts and my feelings about the whole COVID pandemic. It's been different because I feel like usually if I wasn't recording it, I think a lot of times I would just push my feelings to the side because I don't, like, I'm trying not to think about it. But this has really gotten me to kind of embrace what's happening and try to also find good in the situation.
There are a lot of people who've been thinking about what the future should look like, things that should change maybe permanently because of the experience that we've had with COVID-19. And this is a big moment for your generation. This is something that you're experiencing that no generation before, at least not since 1918, has experienced. How do you think you're going to carry this with you into the future?
Well, first of all, I'm hoping it'll be a good conversation starter in the future.
I'm sure that's true.
When I'm trying to meet somebody, I can be like, oh, what were you doing when we were quarantined for 2 months? But, yeah, I think it's definitely going to be different. And like the superintendent was saying, I think it's going to be something that it's going to help prepare us better for the future because, like he said, the world is unpredictable and things like this are always going to be happening. So if we can get through something like this that puts the whole world on standstill, we can get through anything.
Well, Isha Kalia, thank you again for talking with me and congratulations.
Thank you.
Isha Kalia, she is a senior in the Lynn Mar District. We've been talking to seniors all over the state of Iowa. And congratulations to the graduating class of 2020, high school seniors and college seniors as well. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio.